Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Smacking does not improve behaviour and can, in fact, make things worse. An international study has concluded. The University College London study also estimated that 250 million children endure physical punishment around the world. Former Senator Gillian van Turnhout is the co-author of the study, and she joins me now. Gillian, you're very welcome to Drive Time. Let's talk a little bit about this study. How did you conduct the research?
What we did, Cormac, was with the experts in University College London in the US and in Canada. We looked and examined 69 longitudinal studies that have been conducted since 2002. These were studies that looked at children before they collected the data, then throughout, and then number of times during their studies, and then afterwards, because we really wanted to see what was the effects of physical punishment on children.
It's quite a comprehensive study, then. It's a shocking number, Gillian, isn't it? The amount of children who experience physical punishment. You might explain to me what physical punishment means in this regard.
So for this study, we wanted to make sure that we actually excluded the severer form, so hitting and thumping, because we were looking at just hitting, smacking, all those euphemisms that we as adults use about, you know, oh, well, I just gave them a tap, it did them no harm. Well, actually, having gone through this comprehensive work and review, we've shown is physically hitting a child has no positive effect. So it doesn't increase positive behaviour.
And what do you mean by hitting a child? And I know I'm being kind of pernickety about this. And by the way, people can text us their views or their experience on slapping 51551. But when you say hitting a child, what did this study specifically look for?
What we did look at was that just, as I said, we excluded the severer form. So it was giving just what we might say, oh, I just hit them, or I just gave them a tap, because actually it doesn't increase positive behaviour in children. What we were able to show was it either will have no effect on the child, so it won't improve their behaviour, but it doesn't change their behaviour. Mm-hmm. But what we did show was it potentially has really negative outcomes for children. So, and there are harmful effects. So clear patterns of harmful effects. It's similar whether it's boys or girls, and various different cultural backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So the parenting style didn't make the difference. What made the difference was using physical punishment. It had harmful effects.
What kind of harmful effects, Gillian?
So mental health, aggressive behaviour, later on in life, huge difficulties. So very negative outcomes for children, much more so than children who weren't harmed in the same way.
And this might seem like a strange question, but did the study look at a once-off slap or a short period where the parent might have gone through an extremely stressful time or whatever the case may be, or does there have to be a prolonged pattern of slapping?
Well, what the studies did look at is, and we looked at 69 different longitudinal studies, so we weren't just looking at one study. So we looked at different studies done in different parts of the world by researchers, but we ensured that they were longitudinal, so they were done over a period of time. Mm-hmm. We looked at whether a child was hit once or several times. Those children were then looked at in that study, what effects it had on them. And what we want to clearly send out a message is hitting children doesn't work and it has the potential to harm children. So we need to start talking to parents about what does work, because this idea that it didn't do me any harm, the likelihood is it probably did. And around the world, if we look at the evidence, is there are still so many countries. Only 62 countries in the world have changed their law. Ireland, thankfully, is one of those countries. So we have put in a ban in place of hitting of children. Mm-hmm. But around the world, you know, that 250 million children figure you give, that's only for children aged 2 to 4 years of age who are regularly being hit. So this is an issue that is a global issue on violence against children. I'm delighted that the UN Special Rapporteur against Violence Against Children has spoken out in support of this research, which The Lancet has published, because it really is compelling evidence.
And who is doing the hitting? And this might seem like a strange question, but it's very often children, if they're not looked after by parents, they might have a guardian or they might have adopted parents, all whom the vast majority are fantastic. It might be teachers or who is it? Who's hitting the children? Is there any evidence on that?
Well, we in this study, we were looking at parents or carers, so somebody who would be caring for three or less children. So we tried to limit that, you know, so it was this close relationship with a child. They were the people that we were looking at in our study. And the difficulty is, if you take it from a child's perspective, think that they're hit for doing something. At that moment that they're hit, they don't connect it to the action that they've just taken. And in fact, when you talk to people later on in life, and I'm sure many of your listeners may remember the time they were hit in their childhood, because it is something very often we bring forward because it is such instant reaction that you don't know what you did wrong. This person you loved has given you a hit or a thump. You don't know what you did wrong. And it doesn't lead to that improved behavior that we think as adults. You know, it is a little bizarre, Cormac, that we used to have in Ireland a law that allowed us to hit somebody as long as they were smaller than us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not right. And for me, being part of this research was to clearly put the evidence on the table, put it to scrutiny to ensure that it wasn't just my gut reaction, that the evidence is robustly there. Hitting children doesn't work and it has the potential to harm children. And we need to get this out of our heads that it doesn't, you know, oh, look, it'll do them no harm.
And an awful lot of people, Gideon, do say that, don't they? Because they may have been smacked themselves as children. It might be a memorable episode for them or a traumatic episode. But they progress in life like we all do. And they say, well, look, in the end, it didn't do me any harm. But you're saying that this comprehensive longitudinal study is evidence that it is harmful. You're calling as well in the study for nations where it hasn't been banned, for those nations to ban smacking once and for all.
Yeah, we made the change in law in Ireland in 2015, and I worked in Scotland and Wales, who brought in the law in 2019 and at the beginning of 2020. Like, so I'm hoping our other neighbours, Northern Ireland and England, will equally change their laws because they're out of kilter, actually, with most of Europe. But then right around the world, I would hope that we can make sure that this research will go around the world and clearly tell parents, because my parents didn't know this. You know, so how we were brought up is not what we're talking about today. They didn't have this evidence. We now have the evidence. So with this evidence, we now need to ensure that we're telling parents who have the toughest job in the world. They have the best job in the world, but it is difficult, that this does not work.
Okay. Can I bring you some texts? And you might be disquieted by this, but a texter says, my mother never failed to slap me. I always respected her. I never lifted my hand to my son. He has always fully disrespected me, says John in Dunleda. And I might read one more. Does that anti-smacking study take into account how violence amongst under 18-year-olds rockets when parents are banned from physically disciplining kids?
That's absolutely not true, that final piece. And we can clearly show the evidence. In fact, if you just think about it logically, if you're hitting a child, you're saying, this is how you solve problems. You don't discuss them. You don't try and calm down. You don't learn to de-escalate. And that's what parents, you know, that's their role, is helping children with those skills of learning. So by hitting a child, you're saying, look, that's how you solve a problem. And that's not a good message for us to be sending to children.
Okay. And if people have any questions or doubts, you would probably direct them to the study, which is very comprehensive indeed. Gillian Van Turnhout, co-author of the paper. Thank you very much indeed.